NewRadioSportsNetwork.com, talking a little bit of wrestling and some exciting news today. So we bring in the head coach of the Southern Door Eagle wrestling team, Jerry Engelbert. And Jerry, you've had two duels, so let's focus on the past for just a little bit here. You've wrestled Bayport and you've wrestled Oconto, and how happy, figuring all the weird twists and turns that those duels even gave you, how happy were you with how your kids wrestled?
Well, the kids wrestled well. We really had a good duel against Bayport. You know, they have a lot of numbers as well. You know, we both had about 20, 25 kids there, so, you know, we were able to get a lot of matches. I think we got 35 matches in that day, so that was really great. You know, we got a lot of matches, got a lot of match time. But then against Oconto, too, you know, they got a couple of good kids and a couple of good matchups, so, you know, it was just good to get out and wrestle.
And how unique has it been? Because there's been a couple other duels that were scheduled but had to be postponed or straight up canceled. And how interesting has it been for you to just kind of navigate everything that's been going on?
Well, it's been a challenge, that's for sure. You know, I'd say the hardest thing is, you know, we did have to quarantine for 2 weeks and, you know, just to lose the conditioning. You know, I mean, you know, it's amazing how fast you lose that. And then it was right before the holidays as well, so, you know, we kind of got that tied into Christmas and then the New Year's, and it made it hard to get practices in, and, you know, just the conditioning, I guess, is the biggest concern that I have moving forward is how fast can we get these guys back in shape.
And did you give the guys kind of workouts? Because obviously not everybody, if anybody on the team, has wrestling mats in their garage or in their basement or something like that. But were you able to give them, you know, maybe some small workouts to do at home?
Well, we talk about that a lot, but unfortunately, you know, they could do stuff at home, you know, but we couldn't even come in to do weightlifting or anything like that. You know, I got a pretty good group here that, you know, most of them come in the mornings and we weightlift. You know, we weren't able to do that either. So it really made it tough. And, yeah, 100% on your own was all we could do. You know, and then, you know, even that, it's just not the same. You know, you just don't get the same workout, you know, that you're going to get as working in the group.
So you didn't have to wrestle Grant at all? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, I can't do that anymore. It's pretty tough these days.
I mean, you'd have to wrestle Grant. You'd have Kevin Slezowski, the great Matt announcer during the Southern Door wrestling meets, wrestling with Spencer and Griff. I mean, you'd have some nice matchups.
Well, you might have a couple less parents coming up after, though.
That is true. But the exciting news that came out today is that prior to today, wrestling teams could only wrestle one match a week. There had to be a week in between. There was a lot of different rules today that got lifted in a sense. You can start doing triangular meets, which would feature three teams, or quad meets that would feature four teams. Get you a couple extra opportunities, not just get more matches, but get more matches against separate teams. And how excited are you for this opportunity?
I think it's fantastic. I mean, you know, hopefully a step in the right direction. You know, unfortunately, we've been able to get two of them scheduled, two quads scheduled. You know, we're still trying to do one more with Peshtigo. We get our, you know, right now it's just a single duel with them, but, you know, we're both, you know, the coach from Peshtigo as well as myself, you know, we're both trying to find other teams and see what we can do to change that one. So we're working on it. Yeah, but I think it's a great opportunity, and we've been fortunate. We found some good teams to duel, so I'm really looking forward to it.
And how are those matchups lining up? Who are you wrestling when?
Okay, so this Thursday we are going to be wrestling at Bondiwell. We'll wrestle Sturgeon Bay first at Bondiwell, and that'll be our conference duel. After we do Sturgeon Bay, then we'll have Bondiwell, and then we'll finish up with Amherst.
And then you will wrestle, I'm guessing at some point you'll have, you mentioned Peshtigo will be in there, and then you'll probably have to do your conference duel against Kewaunee as well.
Yeah, so then Peshtigo is the following week, and then I think it's the 23rd, we're actually, on a Saturday, we're going to have Kewaunee, Cedar Grove, Belgium, and then Denmark. So it'll be the four of us at that meet. Now, that one, I'm not exactly sure on the location yet. It looked like it was going to be Cedar Grove, but then, you know, I had kind of just thrown out there, hey, how about a more central location? Now I'm not caring if it's Kewaunee or Denmark. Doesn't matter to me. But so I don't know exactly where that one's going to be hosted yet. But looking forward to it. You know, again, three good teams, you know, good challenges for us. You know, really looking forward to it.
And also, I'm sure it also gives the opportunity. I mean, you were obviously able to scramble and get that Bayport match, because I forget who you were even supposed to wrestle that weekend. It wasn't Bayport.
Yeah, it got canceled. Yep, Coleman.
Yep, it was Coleman. And you had to scramble, get one opponent. Some of these other weekends, it's very possible that, you know, you schedule somebody. If you can't react quick enough, you may go a whole week without getting a match. It sounds like with this format, you know, even if one team has to drop out, you still have at least maybe two other teams that you can hopefully wrestle.
Yeah, yep, exactly, exactly. So hopefully we can do that. And then, you know, everybody's in the same boat as us, right? So, I mean, this just got changed. So I know a lot of teams are trying to scramble and find opponents. And, you know, so I'm still optimistic that we can find somebody else for that night with Pestigo and figure out what we can do. So
very good. And when you take a look at the wrestlers in the room, who's been really sticking out to you?
Oh, boy. I tell you what, the whole freshman group has really come along nicely. You know, of course, we got our seniors, you know, Grant and Griff and Kyle Kunard is looking really good. Austin Salish, I think, has really come a long way. Brody Overbeck is looking good. He's only junior, but, again, looking good. Riley Phillips, you know, so really, we got a nice team. You know, I'm really, you know, excited to be able to get out and see what we can do.
And that, I'm sure that just makes it all the more frustrating for you that, you know, for the most part, unless, you know, some of these duels had the right people at the different weights, you haven't had an opportunity to see them in live wrestling action.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, for us to have a, you know, I think we could have a full roster, which would be great. It would be the first time, you know, since I've been coaching that we could actually have a full team, you know, and then you can't get the matches. So, yeah, that's the way it goes. So, you know, we're still having fun. It's a great group of guys. I think we're learning. We're getting better. So, you know, hopefully things will turn out in the end for us.
Well, once again, the Southern Door Wrestling team will head out to face three other teams, including Bonduelle and Sturgeon Bay. Sevastopol already forgetting the third one. Who is the third one again?
Amherst.
There we go. It was going to come eventually there. They will wrestle on Thursday beginning at 5:30, I believe I saw, and then it'll be pretty much every on the hour after that.
Yeah, we'll try and keep them moving, being that it's a school night, and try and get done. But, you know, we're also hoping to get some exhibition matches in. So, yeah, we're gonna do everything we can, you know, to keep it moving.
All right. Well, Coach, thank you so much for giving us an update on the Southern Door Wrestling team.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Tim.
This is Tim Coles with the New Radio Sports Network.